Now, we've heard so far about how wetlands are good for biodiversity and also good places for a day out. But wetlands are also very good for protecting against flooding. Now, that may sound like a very silly idea, because surely all that water would be a problem when it comes to flood conditions. But it seems that wetlands can act like a sponge, soaking up excess water. Now, John Pygott from the UK's Environment Agency is with us to talk to us about the Orkbra flood defence system that he's working on, where fields have been flooded to create wetlands specifically to act as flood barriers. Now, John, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
I thought we might start by asking you to set the scene for us a little bit, to describe, you know, where this area is that you're working on, and what was the problem? Why did you feel there had to be something done in the first place?
OK, the Orkbra project, based up on the Humber estuary, which is on the North Sea coast of England. The problem we've got on the Humber is principally due to sea level rise. Over the past 100 years, we've had about 2 millimetres a year of sea level rise. And we're faced with a situation where we've either got to raise defences higher and higher for the future, or alternatively, we've got to look at new ways of providing more space for the increased amounts of water.
And where did the idea come from using land that could be flooded as a way of actually counteracting this rising sea level?
Well, the technique of allowing water onto land out of rivers has been used quite extensively in the UK. The difference that we've got here is this is probably the first time it's been used on this scale on an estuary. The problem we're facing really is with tidal water rather than high rainfall.
And one question that kind of leaps to mind is, we're on a very populated island here in the UK. How do you go about securing land to do something like this?
Well, that's a real tricky aspect of this type of project. In order to make this work, you need very large areas of land, typically in excess of 1,000 acres. And those sort of areas of land are not commonly available in many parts of the UK. We're lucky on the Humber in that there are substantial areas of land like that where there isn't very much in terms of houses or property. But it is going to be hard to find in a lot of parts of the UK.
And how do you go about making the floodwaters go where you want it to go? Is it a case of there used to be a flood wall that you've taken down or some other kind of defence? I mean, I'm sort of intrigued to know that you can send the waters to these areas that you're interested in.
It's a little bit more complicated, as you might imagine, than just taking the flood banks down. These are areas of land where we've taken short sections of flood defences away and we're directing the water in at different times of the tide. If you just take the defences away, it has a whole series of other knock-on effects on things like navigation. So it needs a lot more design, a lot more planning than just taking sections of defences away.
And I take it that this isn't just simply a case of providing an area that the water can flood into. It's more that there are changes that are going to take place in those areas of habitat. So what's actually going to happen when say, a field is then turned into a wetland?
Well, what we've seen on the Humber is the site at Orkbra was flooded about a year and a half ago, and already we've seen enormous amounts of sediment coming out of the river onto the old field systems, and it's been really dramatic. A lot of the areas of old fields have disappeared now under quite thick layers of mud. The mud attracts birds in. The Humber's very, very important internationally for birds. And when you get these areas of sediment, you get enormous numbers of wintering wildfowl and waders coming in and feeding on these new areas of mud. So it's very, very dramatic, particularly in winter.
So having all this wildlife attracted into this area, that must be quite an attraction for local people. They must be quite proud of this new habitat that's been created. Is that something that you've discovered?
It's been fantastic. What we've seen in some of these areas, particularly Orkbra, is that people have gone from farming, which I don't think was particularly profitable, to starting to provide facilities for visitors. And already the area of Orkbra is attracting a lot of people in for bird watching and walking and so on. And a lot of local people have now started to realise that there's a business to be made by providing tea rooms, providing car parking, all kinds of things like that.
So really, it seems like quite a win-win situation. Are there any drawbacks that this kind of project actually kind of raise, or is it really as good as it sounds?
I guess the big drawback potentially is that there is a loss of agricultural land, and I think there are concerns now about food security in the UK. So we are talking about a permanent loss of farmland. And perhaps in the future that might not be something that's so acceptable as it is now.
And Chris, have there been any negative sentiments from people about your project? Because you said that the people who are interested in watching the birds find it fantastic. What about the people who have lost land or people who have to look over the area? Are they worried about the future of their area? It might be flooded.
I think a lot of people are initially quite nervous about the idea of water from estuaries getting nearer to where they live. And that's something that we've had to manage quite carefully. We've had to spend a lot of time talking to people and helping them to understand that this is for the wider benefit of communities around the estuary, and that they are continuing to be protected from the water. But I think people are nervous about seeing flood water nearer to their houses.
Well, that sounds great. Thanks so much for talking to us, John. We wish you all the best for your ongoing project. That was John Pigott from the Environment Agency here in the UK.
Thank you, Helen.